What about the other predators in the forest? In some parts of the country, wolves and cougars are returning. Wolves are still protected by law, but there are people out there hunting them with cameras. Frank Bohl is the videographer of Wisconsin Public Television's Emmy Award-winning series Wolves in Wisconsin. He spent years trying to tape wild wolves in the field, first with a complex setup of motion-sensing, infrared-lighted, tree-mounted cameras, and got lots of images of raccoons and coyotes, but only brief glimpses of wolves. Frank Bohl explains some of the challenges of taping wolves in the wild.
Hunting a wolf with a camera is just like any other skills you use for hunting. You have to get into an area as quiet as possible. You have to be aware of where your scent is blowing. You have to be aware of how much noise you make getting in there. You have to be aware of what the setting looks like. If it's unnatural for the animal, he's not going to come close. So I was always aware of these things, but it's pretty much a roll of the dice. You go in into an area and you know as you come in, everything downwind of you knows you're there, especially wolves. And then you sort of turn your back on that area in the blind because you know your scent is blowing down that way. They're not going to come out of that direction. So then you got three directions left to watch. And I was just lucky the third week and in January that two wolves came across a frozen lake.
But you were there. You were in the blind.
I was in the blind, and I had done this every weekend from Labor Day weekend until the third weekend in January. I had spent time at Nisida in a blind. And I had seen coyotes. I thought once I saw a wolf, but I wasn't sure. And I knew when you'd see them in a lot of cover, you'd just see them for a few seconds. And I thought, it's better than nothing, but I never had a good location. Nisida is hard to film at because it's pretty flat, there aren't many hills, and the brush comes right up to the road. So you don't have a good vista to see at a distance. I put up a tree stand, a revolving tree stand, from a hilltop on the east side of the refuge. And I could see a distance from there, and I saw two coyotes, and I saw a lot of deer, and I taped all of those, but I never saw any wolves up there. And I spent the first part of fall through, I think, deer hunting, the end of November, in that tree stand, and I never saw a wolf.
How many hours were you in a tree stand at a time?
I'd spend all day. I'd get there Friday night or early Saturday morning, and I'd get in a tree stand before sunrise, and I'd take it until I couldn't tape anymore at sunset.
How does that compare? Because I know you're a hunter as
yeah.
well. How does that kind of waiting compare to the waiting you would do with a gun in your hand?
It's basically the same. It's basically the same skills, the same patience. You have to dress for the weather that's there at the time. That's the real key to that. How much time can you spend in a blind or in a tree stand? It really depends on how bad that weather is and how well you dress. There's that old saying, there is no cold weather, it's just bad clothes. And that's pretty much the way I attacked every one of these assignments. For that day, I had to know what to wear, and I had to make sure I had it, or else you can't stay, especially in winter.
What is it that the wolf senses about the camera and the setup that frightens him?
For about a week after I come in there and work on the camera, we hardly have any events from wolves. We always have events from raccoons and all these other critters. But the wolves know you were there because of the scent you left. It takes about a week for that to drift away. But the big problem with the camera in this weather enclosure is it makes a noise when it starts up and runs. It's not very much of a noise, but it's enough for a wolf to hear. Canines hear it where these other critters don't. Deer have never noticed the camera through noise. But wolves, you can tell when it's a real quiet day, when the camera starts up and there's no leaves moving, there's no wind, that wolf will stay for maybe 2 or 3 seconds because he hears the camera start up in the housing, and he usually looks right at the camera, and then he disappears.
When you finally did get the lengthy footage of wolves, you were there.
Yes. That was a Saturday morning about 11 o'clock, and there was a small snow shower going through at the time. And I looked over to the southwest, and I noticed movement coming out of some brush, and I looked and I could see it was a wolf, and I got the camera in position real quick and I started taping. The problem with that wolf was it was snowing, he was a little far away, and he was going away from me. At the end of that shot, I thought, well, at least I got a wolf on tape. I stayed there until sunset, nothing else showed up. And then next day I went back, and again about that same hour, I saw two wolves coming across the lake, almost the same place where this one started from, but these were coming towards me. I was sitting in the blind looking out that north window, and I look back to the west over here, and I see two wolves coming across the frozen lake, and they actually started to come towards me. They came within 200 yards, I would suspect, and the lead wolf stopped and looked at the blind. All of a sudden, he took off, running straight to the north, and he looked over his shoulder as he's running. That's always a giveaway that they've seen you, and they're not going to get any closer. Sometimes I think they even notice that the blind is there, because I'm sitting on top of a hill, not a lot of cover around, and I think they know the country so well, their territory, that I believe they know when there's something different there. It would be sort of akin to coming home and finding another sofa in your living room. So I filmed them almost a complete circle on this lake, and I filmed them for 14 minutes. And then them noticing me was a big, I thought at the time, a disadvantage, but I think it was an advantage because it's what most people see when they're out hunting. This animal sees you and then gets away. And I think that really brought the viewer into the blind with me.
You spent 4 years trying to film wolves. You got 14 minutes of tape, but it was worth it.
Absolutely, because to me it was the biggest challenge I've ever faced, and I was hoping this would happen, that I would actually get to see a wolf and be ready with the camera, but there's no guarantee that would happen. I went back 3 weekends after that to the same location and tried it again for all those hours, and I never saw another wolf. I thought maybe they had been using this lake all winter long, and because I wasn't there, I hadn't noticed that. It was the luck of the draw that brought me to that hilltop for that weekend when they came out.
You've been a hunter. Can you compare the satisfaction of getting wolves on tape with the satisfaction of hunting a deer and getting your deer that season?
I think hunting with a camera is much more exciting, and I think it's more of a challenge. What I like about hunting with a camera is you don't pull a trigger, you don't stop the action. Whatever happens when that animal notices you, you are still on the hunt. Like I said, some of my best footage was after that wolf noticed me and then started to react the way it did and then ran away. I use footage from it running away as much as coming towards me. Where if you were hunting an animal, when that animal comes up there and you shoot it. That's the end of that adventure. That's why I prefer hunting with a camera, just because you get to watch it longer.
You've worked as a videographer, you've worked as a shooter with both gun and cameras. You've been a predator in both cases. Do you think of yourself as a predator?
When you ski into an area pulling all this equipment, you're aware that the noise you're making is probably chasing away everything downwind of you. So you have to be completely attuned to the environment you're going into when you're after wolves. I remember skiing down a trail in Nisida, middle of the day, going to check on one of my cameras, and I saw wolf tracks in front of me. It had snowed the night before, so I know these tracks were fresh. I got to the camera, and I worked on the camera, and I came out about an hour later, and I went back on my same ski tracks, and here were some more wolf tracks right over the ski tracks where I went in on. Those wolves were just curious, and I know they're off to the side watching me. This is the middle of the day. They were watching me. They had to be, because they crossed my trail. And I'm thinking, they're certainly the top predator here. If they wanted me, I'd be dead a long time ago. Who's hunting who?
Frank Bohl, videographer of Wisconsin Public Television's Emmy Award-winning series Wolves in Wisconsin.